ask yourself.
Hello, hello, good morning. Welcome to Talk Line, YK Delta and Beyond. This is Diane McGachran, and Joe Moses will be in shortly. He's running a little bit late, so I will get the show started. Now, as you know, we're trying a new thing here where we give 3 minutes to every caller, and I have a little timer that I'm using, so bear with us. We're trying to make sure that everyone gets a chance to call in. We have a lot of people who call in and don't get through, so we're going to try to see how that works. Last week we did it. It seemed to go okay, so we're going to try it again this week. And we have already a caller. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi. I couldn't hear you for a second. I got you now.
Oh, okay. Good.
You know, last week I was talking about the Burrization.
Yes.
What Lyman presented.
Yes.
Well, I want the Hoffman family to know that I respect each one of them, and I love them as my own family because I grew up with a lot of these parents that Lyman, you know, they're a part of my family. I want to reiterate on that. You know, I was doing more research on that. I heard on Talk Line that they were Burrizing. I thought it meant Bethel. But they also mentioned the Jalista region, the villages.
Mm.
And as a Lyman is a board member of BNC, he should know the bylaws of taxation on villages. A lot of these villages are run under sovereign nation, means they have no entity with the Juneau and all that. And as for Juneau, starting that burrization, you'd think it'd come here local for the people to put on their agenda to vote if they should burrize the town here. You know, that's the way the agenda goes.
Yeah.
Juneau has nothing to do with that burrization, as far as I can recall. Especially Jalista land, the villages. They have their own entity, and they have their own leadership on how they run their corporations. And he should look into the bylaws of taxation on this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I don't know a lot about converting to being a borough, and I wonder, does it have it alter the relationship with something like an entity like Donlin Gold? And
most borough systems run under the population standard.
Mm-hmm.
The more people you have, the more fluctuation you have, like Wasilla, Palmer, and all those. They always have fluctuation of revenue coming in there all the time.
Yeah,
you know, it's always flowing. We're rural. We're out of that state.
Mm-hmm.
Everything costs so much money here.
True.
The fuel, food, sewer, electricity. Now, who's going to pay, when it comes to all that, your survival for a bureau of taxation?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to pay for the necessities, and I'm going to put that aside. Next thing you'll know, what comes with burrization is fencing in. That's the only way that they can control it, by you fencing in your property, and then if it comes to that, you're going to have to pay surveyors.
Mm-hmm.
And that surveying will cost a lot of money. It does. It costs thousands of dollars just to survey your property.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have to pay additional for the fencing program, because the burrization, most burrization, if you see like in Wasilla and Palmer and all that, like I mentioned, you see everything fenced in. They want to go over the taxation. They want to limit their limit by fencing in their property, and then they get that adequate amount instead of over amount. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Overcharging you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it'll eventually come to.
Yeah.
It has to come to that, because a burrization ain't going to guess on your taxes. They're going to look at your property and say, well, has this been surveyed? Where's your fence line? You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what's going to come with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we need better representation, I think. Now, Lyman's been in there too long. I think for some reason, maybe he got with the governor and then they suggested. I don't really know the circumstances.
Yeah.
But it sounded like they're really hungry for money, you know. You get so hungry for money, where are you going to get the money from rural Alaska? You're going to get zero.
Yeah, it's well.
It's all in the monster.
Yeah, well, there the wealth of the rural areas is in the resources.
Yeah,
so
the
actually,
urbanized areas yes. have the resource, not Bethel. We're too rural from that. Lekoski being here.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank
I better let you go there. Or let somebody else call.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, John.
Okay, and everyone, please be careful, because it's really slippery.
I know.
And when you're going on that river, it could travel with a person, because the overflows are really dangerous.
I know.
To in the water. So please don't drink and drive, and if you're pregnant, please don't drink also. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
All right, everyone. I will give out the numbers now. You can call us at 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 1-800-995-8954. You can email us at radio@kyuk.org. You can remain anonymous in your email and in your phone call if you would prefer. So I have a quick announcement here. So today, Bethel... today, Senator Lyman Hoffman will be joining KYUK for a live call-in show from 1:15 to 2. So, again, live call-in show with Lyman Hoffman today from 1:15 to 2 p.m. If you have questions or comments on what's happening in the legislature, like adding a state income tax, raising taxes on motor fuels, on the governor's opioid disaster declaration, or on the borough proposal, which our caller just talked about, then call in today from 1:15 to 2 and ask Senator Hoffman live. All right, thank you. All right, we have good morning, Stephen Maxey. You're on talk line.
Yes, I'm talking about the energy bill. That people are getting the wrong impression and getting the wrong information on the energy bill. I really just tried the regional tribal government process, but it failed. And the energy bureau will not tax the people. It's just called the energy bureau, and I don't know what kind of fancy name it would have to attract the people. It's not a proposal or an option by Senator Hoffman, who's helps people in the region. He's trying to help the people because we have high cost of energy and all our energy infrastructures are failing. Mm-hmm. And high cost of energy, high cost of fuel, high cost of running any operation in the region. And this borough proposal by Hoffman, if it works, it's going to help the people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to tax the land. It's not going to tax the property. And
so
people are getting the wrong idea of being afraid of being taxed.
So you say you see it as a positive, the idea
yeah, the
of
money,
becoming a borough.
The money that in tax that we tax Donlin Gold and Donlin, that energy borough money. Mm-hmm. Grows from the Donlin Gold and helping the people. And if it fails, it'll run and run and run, and Donlin Gold closes, and that energy bureau runs out of money. It dissolves.
Oh, okay.
We have nothing to lose. And if we don't go for this option, you know, only 10 villages upriver are going to benefit from getting the tax money from Donlin Gold.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better for the villages, all the villages, to benefit from this resource if it goes through.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, I'm so glad you called and give us another perspective. Yeah, thank you. Oh. Okay, well, Joe has entered the building. Good morning, Joe.
Elvis has not arrived.
No, I can say that is true. Elvis did not arrive. So, anyway, We have, good morning. So Herman from Upriver. Good morning, Herman. You're welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Diane. Good morning, Joe. I totally disagree with that last caller praising the borough because before I say anything about that, you guys in Bethel need to do something about stopping this governor from and Lyman and guys from taking our permanent fund. They weren't kidding when they said be happy quick because you don't take it all. So go to the site www.facebook.com/savethePFD. Get involved, people. Or you can email me at hrmnmrgn7@gmail.com. I can send you them forms. Because they're making a big mistake trying to form a borough here. I called TKC and said, how come Lyman and them are saying TKC is trying to start a borough? They say they're not trying to start a borough. That's a scare tactic. So don't believe when they pit up river and down river. It's all about that mine. There's ups and downs about the mine, and I was going to run for just a board, and there's a way they could do it without having that tailings pond that could break and damage our river. There's a way we could do it where they can have their jobs, or we can have, they can have their golden boot and have that. But don't like when, you know what the governor, what they want money for? They want to help pay for these Syrian refugees. They give them $1,700 a month. They pay for their, get them a job, find a place to stay, and they take away our jobs. And here they're finding safe places in there already where they come from. The governor need, and the linemen need to stop thinking about that, to cover our own people. They say they're taking away half our permanent fund. People use that to buy their heating fuel for the winter. They used to pay their bills. You know, they're hurting. So don't believe what these people are saying. Get involved. Recall the governor. So linemen and dumb that they're hurting their own people. That pipeline's going to be full of oil here pretty soon. They already find two new big oil discoveries. Anwar's going to be open. That pipeline's going to be gushing with oil, and the state's going to be swimming in money. But to take away our permanent fund, you know, it's okay if the state goes into debt a little bit, you know. They still have $2-3 billion in savings, you know. And if they build that gas pipeline too, it'll provide cheap energy for us. Some big 500-gallon propane tanks, you know. Heck, you could heat your home, you could cook, you could dry your clothes, you could even run your generator, run your four-wheeler. There's a way you could do that, work with our corporations. But to take away our permanent fund to pay for Medicaid expansion, that's Obamacare, and it's failing. Companies are pulling out. Look, they have a new program coming along, you know, and don't mind all these ABC, CNN, and even talk radio hosts bashing President Trump, you know. He's trying to help us. Okay, those are my comments, ma'am. God help us. And
okay.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you, Herman. Herman got 20 extra seconds. So,
well, he lost 20 seconds last time.
Okay, yes. That's true. All right. Good. So we have, good morning, Tom from Chilista. Good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Diana, thank you. How are you two doing?
Good.
Awesome.
Hey,
awesome.
Before you speak for Jalista on Jalista's behalf, I have a question. I have a question for you.
Okay.
What do you think about this bill Lyman's trying to introduce?
Tom can't talk about stuff like that, probably.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Tom.
That's true. I'm sorry, Tom.
Don't interrupt when I'm talking to somebody.
I was rescuing.
Don't rescue him. He's a big boy. He's not wearing little boy's pants.
Yeah, you know, got to ask all the questions you can. But I am working for Chilista right now, so I am not able to answer personally. I will say that Chilista is reviewing the bill, so we're just trying to find out what the implications are. So you know, once we have a stance, then we'll be able to speak on it.
Since you're doing that, can you advise the shareholders what they're proposing and how it'll affect them and their communities and the region? Wouldn't that be kind of your responsibility so we could understand what's trying to take place and who's trying to overcome our way of living?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can definitely talk with the executive team about how to share the information once we analyze it.
I think you guys should, because you know, you guys are a regional corporation, and you know, not saying you're going to be directly involved with it, but you know, in order for you to, like you said, analyze the bill, it would really help the shareholders to understand what the purpose is and how it's going to affect us in any way, shape, or form, or not.
It's definitely, I agree that it's important for every voter to be, and then, of course, every shareholder to be informed and vote on any issue that comes up.
Okay, thank you. You're going to have to move into what you need to call about there.
Okay.
Tom.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll make it quick. And this actually does kind of relate to voting and what's happening at both the state and national level. You know, I mentioned last week that the voting rates are extremely low, and that's affected not only us as voters and citizens, but also us as shareholders. On average, only 50.15% of shareholders vote for each annual meeting.
Oh.
So if a meeting has to be canceled, you know, that could be well over $100,000 to reschedule. So that's one of the things that we'll be talking about. We'll be in Bethel this Wednesday, March 1st, 6 p.m. at the Cultural Center. The Board Shareholder Relations Committee will give an update on Trista, and one of the things we'll talk about is shareholder voting.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and
thank
Joe will get back to you on that. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. So, just want to clarify one piece of information: that the money that was taken out of our PFD this year, that did not go to Medicaid expansion, because we're still in the period where the federal government is covering all the costs of the Medicaid expansion for right now. So just want to clarify that. All right. Good morning, Leonard from Antioch. You're on Talk Line.
Yeah. Good morning, Bethel.
Good morning.
Yeah. I got a question. You know, I don't understand these Medicare and Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you draw your Social Security, you get Medicaid. I mean, Medicare.
Medicare, yep.
Yeah, from Social Security. And besides that, they take out, you know, so much out of your, what you're getting, your monthly, you know, check, what little you're getting, you know. And then, you know, if you need to go to Anchorage, like out here in the bush, you know, if they want to send you to Anchorage, if you have to go in for some kind of surgery or something, plus an escort, I mean, Medicare doesn't cover that. You got to pay your own way.
Right.
You know, and that, yeah. I think that's wrong, you know, at least with Medicaid. And if you're getting Medicare, you can't get Medicaid. You know, that's the one that pays for your fare, your escort, your room, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So once you start drawing your Social Security, you're stuck here if you live out here in the bush. I mean, how people are going to pay their way, you know, and to survive in Anchorage while being there.
Right.
Because everything's money in the city, you know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
So I don't understand why Medicare, and it doesn't even pay for glasses, by the way.
Oh, glasses, you know? Visual, yeah, vision.
Vision, you know, it doesn't. Or dental, you know. It won't. I don't understand that. I don't know. Once you're drawing your Social Security, I think you're left out there, out here alone, you know, the heck with you. You know, I think it's better just to try to get off Social Security, get ATAP, food stamps, and Medicaid. That way they take care of you anyway.
Well, that,
you know,
yeah,
that's my
that
question.
Makes sense.
So,
all right.
So thank you very much anyway.
Thank you for calling, Leonard. That's a good question. All right. We have Mike from Akiak. Akiak, yes. Good morning, Mike. You're on Talk Line.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We hear you. Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much. I just wanted to announce that the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission is going to have their annual meeting on March 28th and 29th at Bethel, Alaska, and there's 33 tribes on the Kuskokwim River that have begun to manage our fishery up and down the river.
Wow.
And we are going to be planning for the upcoming summer again. And another note, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta Intertribal Conference is set for March 8 and 9 at Yupik Bicharel Heights in Bethel. And we're going to be taking a look at the issues that we have at hand right now. The liquor stores in Bethel and the effect that they are having on the health and well-being of our communities, families, and children. Mm-hmm. And that's not just that. It's also the issue of heroin and also other substances. And we're going to be also taking a look at the tribal-state compact on the establishment of public safety and law, village law enforcement by and for our 56 Delta villages. And we've invited Chief from Village of Anvik to talk on the what they did with the Anvik State Agreement, a compact to take take on some of the issues at the local level because of a lack of you know, police officers or some other. And we've also invited Tammy Giroux. And that's the husband, wife of Carl, who is the chief from Anvik. But they have an office on Alaska Native Women's Resource Center in Anchorage that we are inviting. And we have also invited Lieutenant Governor's office, and they have responded, and also Attorney General's office on those states. Hmm. As well as service providers out there, state troopers, Office of Children's Services, mm-hmm. the YK Search and Rescue. You know, we've heard they're burning out, and also other service behaviors, behavioral health, and what kind of impact we are seeing because. We are seeing more deaths of our young people, and it's just not good to experience a lot of these. And we're also going to be looking at Hoffman legislating creating a borough in YK Delta, and I. We would like to cordially invite Senator Hoffman to bring up the borough legislation that he's proposing, and we're going to have that discussion. We also have been discussing for the last 30-some years on a constitutional government in for the region. In light of what's going to happen in terms of possible development of resources in the area, and I think we need to brace for a lot of these budget cuts from the state and also from the federal government, and we need to establish all of these partnerships and. This is initiated by, you know, the federally recognized tribes and Tribes for Tribes meeting. And I think once we establish these partnerships, we'll begin to prevent any more deaths, prevent any more domestic violence and other bad things that happen to our people out here in the region.
Okay. We'll have to kind of wind down there, Mike, but thank you very much. And today, Lyman Hoffman will be on the air for live call-in from 1:15 to 2.
We'll call in this afternoon to him.
Great. Yeah, that'd be good. Okay,
thank you.
Okay, everyone. Just that reminder to, at 1:15 to 2 o'clock today, Lyman Hoffman will be live for a call-in show, and you can bring up, ask him anything that you'd like. I will also find out if it's possible to email questions in or whether it will just be phoning in. So we'll find out that for you. And yes, emails are accepted. See how we work very quickly here.
You mean you?
I'm on it. Yes. So you may email radio@kyuk.org if you have questions for Lyman Hoffman during the live call-in show from 1:15 to 2 o'clock. So, amazingly enough, the lines are open.
They are. The
yes.
Phone numbers to give us a call are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org.
And I have to say, John Active made an amazing moose stew. Did you have some? Look, I had a whole cup of it here.
You didn't tell me there was moose stew. You tell me after
how you
eat
could
it
you
all.
Walk by it? The smell. It was awesome.
Well, I eat moose everything.
Yeah. Well, this was good. Well done, John.
So, we got a lot of people calling about this Lyman Hoffman Senate Bill 18.
Is that what it is? Senate Bill 18?
Senate Bill 18.
Proposing the region becomes a borough? The Bethel area?
I have no idea.
See, I'm clueless
where
on
these
boroughs.
Guys get these ideas or what the purpose of them trying to do something that...
Well, I'm sure he's thought it out. I'm sure he's thought out whatever the pros and cons are, and no doubt now he's going to talk a little bit about it today.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's like a careless thing. I don't understand boroughs myself. So it looks like we're going to have a little bit of information on the YK Fitness Center from none other than... Shaddy. Good morning, Shaddy. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing? I'm already on here.
Yeah. No, it was very loud. Somehow your voice happened to be very loud.
Oh, sorry.
No, not you. It's probably our techno.
How you guys doing today?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm happy it's Friday.
Oh, good for you. Okay, yes.
Just given the weekly announcement, we have some exciting upcoming events. As always, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is half price, covered by the YK Lifesavers Organization.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty sloppy out there, so if nobody wants to go out and adventure in the slop, they can come on over to the facility. Our pool is nice and warm at 83, and our spa is running at 104. The weight room is kicking, so if you're looking to get some weekend exercise in, please come over.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks from now is a big week. It's our registration week. So the first full week of March, that's when all of our new programs are starting. We've added a new section of programs called instructional programs, and these are all the programs that, it's pretty self-explanatory, right? You're getting instruction. So this is going to be children's ballet, children's boxing, children's jazz dance class, our musical classes, so the ukulele and the guitar class, an adult introduction to weights class, so we're still programming that, the judo class, and then we're programming a new children's yoga class. Alongside of that, we're starting up our new group fitness program, so this includes the normal aqua zumba, boxing, cycling, water polo, yoga, and land zumba. We've also incorporated a new boot camp class for adults. This is just an exercise class for adults that are looking to get serious into working out and need some commitment and need some camaraderie with the group aspect. So that's going to be great as well. All of these schedules are posted on our Facebook and on our website, and they're all over the facility. So if you're looking to get dates and times, please visit our Facebook. It's the UConn Kuskokwim Fitness Center spelled out.
Uh-huh.
Or visit ykfitness.org. And, of course, if you're over at the facility, you can always ask us questions. Our front desk reps or myself can answer any of those questions. So it's an exciting time for us. The first actual week of March is going to be that new week of registration. So I urge all community members to register now to secure your spot, because if they start filling up, unfortunately, we can only put you on a wait list for somebody that drops the class or for the... This is a long session. It's going to run 10 weeks, so it's going to take us all the way to the end of school, May 14th, I believe.
When you say long session, something just cut out. What is it? What's going to be a long session?
This is going to be our longest session we've ever offered.
Offering what?
Previously, the swim classes, instructional classes, and the group fitness classes. So previously we did 7-week session, an 8-week session, and now we're doing a 10-week session because it works well with the calendar year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a longer session. So it's a lot of commitment, and it's good. It'll keep everybody involved for a longer period of time. The second big piece of information I have is that we're running a sports camp over spring break. So starting Monday, we're actually going to be open Monday for only the sports camp. So basically, children, if anybody listening has children 5 to 13 and you don't know what to do with them for spring break,
you can
bring
just
them
draw. Now, Shaddy, you almost got into trouble with this last time.
I know. I need to be careful with my words.
Yes. Go ahead.
So, you can drop them off and leave if you pay us the fee.
Okay.
So, it's heavily, it's high swimming intensive. So, 3 hours of the, so we recommend you drop your kids off at 8:30 a.m.
And you're going to have to wrap up as soon as you can.
Okay, pick them up at 5:30, 3 hours of swimming. So if you're looking for something to do with your kids for spring break, come on over to the facility or call us for questions about our sports programming camp. Other than that, call us at the facility at any time at 543-0390 or visit our Facebook for any questions.
Okay, thank you for wrapping that up.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
Have a good weekend.
All right.
Okay. So we've got a couple of people in the queue. We're going to go to Wilson. Good morning, Wilson. Welcome to Talkline.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
All right.
I'm calling in for that Tundra to the Cusco trail report. Morning, Joe, by the way.
Good morning.
Hey, the trail is rough and tough, still not plowed, still passable, but not recommended for two-wheel driving. And if you do travel, please, maybe partner up with another vehicle. There's some deep snow in front of Napakiak. I hear it's avoidable. Last week they started going through the Napakiak Slough, but I don't know the current condition with the south winds we've been having. There's hardly any overflow yet, but be expecting that with the heavy south winds we're getting. Please be traveling, prepared for the weather. Always follow your trip plan, please. Don't drink and drive.
Okay, thank you very much for that service, telling us
about
the trail.
Good morning.
Okay, good morning. Thank you. And now we're going to go to Fritz. Good morning, Fritz. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Diane and Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. A couple of things. First off, when is the conference here in Bethel for basketball? Is it next weekend or the weekend after that?
The small school tournament?
Yes.
Because
I've been getting two dates. But it's usually on the spring break. So I'm starting to guess it's this coming weekend.
Spring break is next weekend.
So I'm starting to think it's next weekend then.
I could be wrong, but if I remember right, kids are still in school.
Next week?
Weekend is the small school district tournament here in Bethel.
Okay.
I think that's squared away then. Next off is Bethel Search and Rescue.
Before you do, how's your wife doing?
Doing good. Doing a lot better now. Thank you.
Good. I just had to check. I got to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Bethel Search and Rescue. We're going to have one of the, I'm not sure if it's a first annual, but it's a first annual for me personally. We're going to have a Bethel Search and Rescue conference here in Bethel at the ONC Multipurpose Building on March 15, 16, and 17. And then have a CPR first aid training for the search and rescue members that come in for the, from the villages. We're inviting up people from, I think it's Trefdelik on down to, let's say, Kotlik, and then from Aniak all the way down to Platinum. So, and then all the Tundra villages, of course, and the Yukon, all the way up as the Gash villages, like Grayling, Shaglik, Anvik, Holy Cross. Those are majority of the villages that are signed up so far. If the villages, I believe, is the coastal villages, Tint, Kong, Quig, Kipnik.
Okay, few more seconds there.
I guess that's it. I just lost my train of thought.
I apologize.
Thank you, bye.
I'm sorry. We're trying to do the 3-minute rule here, and
But his information is needed to be known to all our listeners because of search and rescue and what's happening and what's how it affects this area.
Right, but so, I know if some people get more time,
no,
then
it's not about more time. It's about being informed of what's happening.
Okay. So Jairus, we're going to go to Jairus. Good morning, Jairus. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay.
What's on your mind?
I was just calling because I wanted to let people know that Schlist enrollment is open for the new Class C and D shares, and people are eligible to apply that were born after 1971 for the Class C shares and are a descendant of a original Schlista shareholder, and that is not enrolled as a descendant in any other INCSA regional corporation. And an eligible person who received Schlista Class A or Class B shares by gifted or inherited may keep those shares and apply to receive 100 Class C life estate shares too.
Hmm. Okay. Did you have other information for us, Jairus?
Yeah, we also have enrollment open for the Class D shares, mm-hmm. and Class D shares are for Alaska Natives born on or before December 18, 1971, who were eligible to enroll in Schlista Region under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, but did not enroll or receive shares from any other regional corporation except through gift or inheritance. Mm-hmm. An eligible person who received Schlista Class A and B shares by gifted or inherited may keep those shares and also apply for 100 Class D life estate shares too. People can come to the office and apply here in Bethel or at 313 Willow Street behind the legislative office, or give us a call at 543-5420 or visit enroll.mychalista.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. That's very helpful. All right, Jairus from Schlista, providing us information. Okay, great. So I see we got a copy of Senate Bill 18. Senate Bill 18 is the bill that Lyman Hoffman has put before our legislature for creating a third-class borough. Now, I've read through a little bit of the legislature, and I'm not really clear on it, and I prefer that Lyman Hoffman is going to give an excellent overview of it, I'm sure, on his show today at 1:15 to 2 o'clock with the live call-in show. So anyway, that seems like it's going to be an important bill for us to get more understanding on. And you can also call in about anything else that you'd like to ask Lyman Hoffman about, maybe some of his thoughts on a state income tax, or raising taxes on motor fuels, or the governor's declaration of an opioid disaster. Today at 1:15.
These guys in politics. They always find a way to do something and change something and then take half of this away and half that away and not fund you when you need the money. But, you know, that's part of government, I guess. And as we know, the state of Alaska is lacking its resources to collect money to help run the state. So that's the consequences everybody has to pay, not, you know, hopefully not just us common citizens, but,
you know. Well, we made sure that the oil companies got a profoundly good deal. One of the best deals of any place that has oil companies and is oil rich as we have been. And we've lost that fund. The oil, and then the oil prices dropped and the production goes down. And we were so reliant on that as a funding source for our budget that now we're in a pickle. But we have options. We can have a state income tax. And most people, a third of Alaskans will not even have to pay it because, and this is kind of the downside, is unfortunately they do not have enough income to pay taxes anyway. So an income tax is really something that distributes fairly the obligation to provide more funding to state government. So that's a little bit on that. All right, we have, we're going to go to Wassily from Napaskiak. Good morning, Wassily. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, I hear people talking about the border again.
Yes.
Yes, the border already exists, and talking about the taxes, it already exists. The tribal entities pay numerous taxes here, but when it evolves back to the city entity, it pays for village bulk fuel, and with it, along with it, the revenue sharing finances the city with local jobs, or even lowers the rates. On the other hand, when the city council are not doing their duty with fiscal year budget or fiscal year financial statements, they are not qualified under the funding policy. Therefore, this is out which could finance the city or the village. It is a big deal when it comes to voting. Who you vote for helps. You know, it would help the person that has knowledge with the city government. And I have created the book. It is a tribal council primer. It's available at the Facebook at the shareholders webpage. And there I also put the city council primer.
Wow.
Yes.
I'd love to look that up. Where is it on?
It is not at the official Talista shareholders, but this is on Facebook at the shareholders webpage for Talista.
Okay.
And you could Google it, and you could find it from there, or you could go from there.
Yeah, that's where I'll start. Okay, great. Did you have some more you wanted to pass on or share with us today, Wassily?
Yeah, last time I mentioned that the Japan's got like 8 miles closer to the north. I when I looked it back, it's a rather 8 to 12 foot that it moved Japan closer to the north. But on the other hand, except that the axis was moved, when the axis moved, the world axis moves. I think we have moved closer to the equator.
Okay. Now, are you referring to there was an article where Inuit elders had begun to talk about that the Earth has shifted?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's so interesting. Okay. Well, you know what? The 3 minutes has come. And Wassily, thank you so much for calling.
All right. That's for them.
All right. Good day. So
again, the phone numbers to give us a call here are 543-5985. 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org.
Radio@kyuk.org. We also have a Facebook page. It's the KYUK Talk Line Facebook page, which you are welcome to go there, and I usually post the recordings of the show up on the Facebook page over the weekend. You can also access the radio show talk line via the kyuk.org website. So you can go there, and on the right side there's a menu, and you drop down and go to programs, hit that, and you'll find talk line. Okay, Susan, we're going to go to Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Just wanted to put the word out that the chamber luncheons are now going to be back to weekly, and they're at the Chopstick restaurant, and it's open to the public, and each week it's a different topic or guest speaker.
Uh-huh.
The one we had yesterday was about AVAC, and Bev Hoffman presented about AVAC, and just wanted to get the word out to the listeners that this week the ballots came out to vote for the AVAC representatives. And it's really important for people to vote, especially those in Bethel. We're the biggest community that's served by AVAC,
mm-hmm.
and we're really underrepresented. But they do a great service for us, but it is good to get the representation up there.
Mm-hmm.
And the information, you know, the ballots are in the mailboxes. I got mine 2 days ago. So people should just not toss those, but open them up and vote. It's a postage-paid envelope, and follow the directions and stick in the mailbox. And next week's guest speaker, if I get it right, is the BCS Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be on Thursday next week on the 2nd. And then on the 9th, we got Search and Rescue speaking. And I heard that Fritz called earlier, and that was good. But they're going to be presenting on the 9th, and they'll be talking about their upcoming training conference. It's going to be the following week at the ONC Bowling Alley building. 16th is the job fair, so I don't know if we'll be doing one. We'll probably do something there at the job fair for the chamber. 23rd is going to be Caroline Willard talking about the Chamai Festival. So we're going to try to keep it timely with things that are coming up, and if people want to present at the chamber luncheon or have a topic discussed there, I'm in the phone book, Susan Taylor. I'm helping them coordinate these things to make them weekly, or you can call the chamber. They're in the phone book, too. But we want to get those back to weekly and well-attended and all that like they used to be,
mm-hmm.
because that's a service for the community. They don't have to be a member of the chamber. And then before I go, put in a word in, Lions Club's doing a flea market tomorrow, craft sale and flea market.
Oh.
Starts at 10. You can set up at 9. We haven't done one for a while, and they're a lot of fun.
They are.
Uh-huh.
I like going to those.
Uh-huh. All right. And then as far as being a borough, I need more information on it. Right now I'm not for it, but it's just a proposal. It's just an idea, mm-hmm. and people need to be informed on it. And there are other parts of rural Alaska that are boroughs, Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, for example. I believe they're a borough. So
okay.
Let's just learn about it and see if it's something to vote on. Now, don't be hating Lyman. He's trying to look for solutions, and we just need to be informed on what the heck it is.
Okay.
I'm not in favor of property taxes, and I know people in the Mat-Su Valley deal with that because they're a borough. That part turns me off. So,
thank you, Susan.
All right.
You got your 3 minutes up.
All right. Well, you all have a good weekend. Bye.
All right. So
see, everybody has a misconception about it because no one really defined what the purpose of the borough is.
Right.
So
I'm holding
when people introduce something,
mm-hmm.
they need to have a full definition of what it is, what the purpose is, what's mm-hmm. its function, what is it going to do, how is it going to benefit or not benefit the people in the region.
Yes, that is true.
I don't know how hard that is.
Well, I think it's just in the beginning stages here.
Oh, that's understandable, but
did
anybody explain what it is?
And Senator Hoffman's going to be today. He'll be on the show. I'm sure he'll
hopefully
begin
talking hopefully
about
an hour is enough. But
well, I think he's going to be on for 45 minutes, 1:15 to 2, which is up from the 30 minutes he was on for 30 minutes.
We need to give him an hour.
Oh, and now he's 45, so he's working his way up to an hour.
Well, he should not an hour from the beginning. People won't think he's hiding anything.
So I just I also wanted to thank people for rolling along with the 3 minute thing that we're doing here, and it's awkward because some people call in and you know I know that they might be elders and I feel uncomfortable interrupting them, but I also know that a lot of people try calling in, and I want to be fair. So anyway, if all of us can kind of be in this together, that'd be awesome. Then I don't have to
get in
feel
trouble.
Awkward. Well, it's kind
and
of
get
like
stared
a
at.
It's also kind of a cultural violation to interrupt people, and I don't like to do that. But I also agree with
you interrupted me. It wasn't a problem.
Okay. Well, it's because it's you, Joe.
No. Well, if I did that to you, you'd pull your hair out and run out the door.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway.
So what you say and what
deal.
You do is two different things. If you do what you say you're going to do,
you
it
know
all
what?
Works. If you do something else, then you didn't do what you say you were going to do.
Well, we're all complicated.
Just like with our local
creatures.
City government.
Uh-oh.
They're so quiet. They don't say nothing. They don't tell us what's going on. Unless we dig, ask.
Well, but we play the every Tuesday. On the Tuesdays they have their meetings. It's on the radio. You can listen to what's being discussed. You can go to people to be heard. You can go to a session and just sit in on a session and spend a Tuesday night hearing the discussions.
Occupy the city hall.
Yes. So we have an anonymous caller from Bethel. Good morning. You're welcome to Talkline, anonymous.
Hey, good morning. I just had a suggestion with your 3-minute timer rule.
Okay.
That if Joe's going to interrupt callers when they first call and don't get to say anything yet, that you should start your timer after Joe's question.
Oh, okay.
Just a suggestion. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Well, actually, I do kind of put a little few more seconds in there. I'll pad it. So, Now, see, I'm resetting my time. See, I have a little timer on my thing that I use. All right, so we're going to go to Wassily. Looks like a repeat caller. Wassily?
Yeah, good morning again.
Good morning.
I'd like to say something about the property tax. Someone said from Bethel.
Yep.
Right after me. The property taxes are for first-class cities, which Bethel is a second-class city, and the rural villages are second-class cities, and they do not pay taxes unless Bethel decides to become a first-class city, and then you're going to pay taxes, property taxes. We are already a borough. North Slope is a borough. We're organized borough. But we here in the Celeste region, we are unorganized borough.
Okay.
That's all. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thank you. All right, so that's good clarification. So property taxes happen with first-class cities, and it's not every borough does not have property taxes. Depends on what class you are.
It depends on who's going to make the rules.
No, it depends on the class. Like a first-class city pays property taxes. Second class does not, which is Bethel. So,
and what about borough?
I don't think every borough pays taxes because I don't think we're a. I think there's classifications of boroughs, and what's being proposed is not. Well, again, you guys will find out at 1:15. I'm talking about something I barely know.
I gave you the printout.
I know, but it's a long bill. It's got all the different aspects to it. So, it looks like we have another repeat caller, Herman. Good morning, Herman. Welcome back to Talkline.
Hey, you got to be careful. You know, they're getting people to call about supporting this borough. They're trying to say we're already a borough, things like that, you know. And some places that already have borough, like in Red Dog, there's the company suing the borough managers because they're not giving enough money or something like that. So once you're a borough, you got to pay for everybody's sewer, public protection, schools. And here, that's a state's responsibility. Some places down southeast, this guy didn't pay his taxes, the other guys, so they take away his boat, you know. Be careful what you hear about this borough. We don't need another layer of government. We don't need more rules and regulations around here, you know. Hopefully this will go away by saying upriver and downriver pitting against each other. That's what they're trying to do. And, go sign that petition and be careful with these guys call in and call in and let them know that taking away half of our permanent fund is hurting us, you know. You gotta think of us, you're supposed to represent us. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Be careful with these guys calling supporting Burrow. Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, so this is really good. This Burrow topic is getting more people interested, or a couple people interested, so that's good for the show today. So if you want to call in, the lines are open, and you can call us at 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call in with an 800 number. That means you can call from anywhere in the United States of America. 1-800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Okay, so we're going to go to Rhonda. Good morning, Rhonda. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. I have some wonderful 4-H news for everyone.
Good, good.
Spring break is right around the corner. Today's the last day of school. Next week, there are some youth camps that people can take part in. 4-H is having one for K through 6th grade. Monday will be here at the Youth Center, and it's free to all 4-H members. So to become a 4-H member, all you have to do is register. So free to all 4-H members. You can come in on Monday, kindergarten through 6th graders, at the Youth Center for spring break camp. A couple of those days we won't be at the Youth Center. That's why we need people to register on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
The pool is also having a camp, so that's another option for families. And our best news that we have is that we have a brand new partner with AVCP and Bethel 4-H, that they have become a funding partner for us, and we will be looking to hire two new people full-time at the Youth Center to help with our after-school and teen programs that are going to be coming online. So that is fantastic, and I'd like to thank AVCP for that contribution. Also a reminder to parents and caring adults that 4-H runs best on volunteers. The staff is here to help and help in every way that we can and do what we can, but 4-H is a volunteer program, and that caring adults help run the youth program. So if you're interested in helping the kids in Bethel and anywhere else in the Bethel district, we're interested in going out to the villages too. So you can give me a call here at the Youth Center, 543-2088, 543-2088, and that would be wonderful to have your help. For our after-school program, we are taking on 3rd through 6th graders, and if they have younger siblings, we're taking them all the way down to kindergarten too for the rest of the semester.
Good.
So that is a good one. And then there's one more thing. We work with Campfire Rural Program, and Campfire goes out throughout the whole Alaska state. And if there are young people, I think they take counselors starting at 18, and they want to go travel and work other places in the state, Campfire Rural Program is hiring. And we always get counselors out here, and we'd love to help support Campfire mm-hmm. in any way that we can.
Yeah, great. Well, you know, Rhonda, I just read some research on Iceland, and they drastically lowered substance abuse in teenagers by making sure that all teenagers were very, very busy.
Yes.
With things that you were pointing out, the activities that Shadi talked about for the YK Fitness Center, after-school programs are critical, and having teenagers and young people very active and busy, especially physically, has a direct relationship to substance abuse.
It does. And we're also working on a grant with ONC, and we're listening to the kids, and a lot of what they've said is that they want people to recognize them and to know that they're cared for. And there's lots of people coming up now that adults that are hearing that from the kids. So if you're one of those adults, please come talk to me or call, and we'll plug you into the right place where you.
And we gotta cut you off now.
Sounds good.
Sorry.
Thank you. Have a great day.
But thank you, Rhonda. Okay. Good morning. We're going to go to Stephen. Good morning, Stephen from Napaskiak.
Good morning, Stephen Alexei. Napaskiak, people always mistake me for Stephen Maxey.
Oh, okay.
My friend.
Okay,
so,
very
clarification
good.
Before I start. But I want to thank Mr. Morgan up from Maniac for some good clarification and, on regional, not the regional, borough. You know, Chalistas was working on forming. They had three options: to form a regional tribal government, borough, or do nothing. And those types that were for forming a regional tribal government opted for that because what the borough will bring. And I'm calling to encourage all tribes to, step their foot and take action on forming a regional tribal government. And 56 tribes can do this without the state assistance. Creating a border will bring damage to our area with people that are poor in our area. So, thanks, huh?
Okay, thank you for that. Okay. Okay, thank you. And our lines are open, so you're welcome to call in.
Yes, they are.
And
tell us what's on your mind, what you think about anything.
You know,
your village, your village government, whatever.
You know, our warm weather here is reminding me, Springfield, Missouri, where my family is, it's almost 90 degrees in February. That is 20 to 30 degrees higher than it would normally be. Amazing.
Well, that's what happens when
and
Mother
now
Nature...
Now we're almost at almost 40 degrees.
What Mother Nature does, what she does best. We either accept it, cry about it, moan about it, but there's nothing you could do.
Well, this is about human-caused climate change, which
wait,
now
wait,
some
wait.
People's... I'm sure there were some people's brains that just exploded when I said
that.
So...
Can you back that up?
As a matter of fact, I can.
Okay.
But I'm going to go to this caller first.
Okay, let's do
and
that.
And Dave... Welcome to Talk Line. Good morning.
Aloha.
Oh, are you calling from Hawaii?
No, but CJ's listening up there.
Oh, okay.
Say a big hi to CJ out there.
All right.
I wanted to tell all the parents out there to make sure that you get your kids to shut the door because you're heating Bethel and all the snow's melting away.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Dave, come on. That wouldn't happen to you.
Oh, everybody's leaving. Even here, they're leaving the door open.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, on a better note, how's wife, kids, and your business doing?
Oh, everything's in the toilet.
Okay.
Well,
no dividend this year. You know, that had a big impact on us.
As a business owner.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we got a lot to tell this lineman when he's on his talk show for 45 minutes.
Yeah, our state, our A1 rating that we lost. I'm not getting any loans. Out of 12 loans that I've done for snowmobiles, I've only gotten two people that were accepted. So
Wow.
That's pretty cool, huh?
No.
Well,
no.
You know, I'm glad somebody spoke up finally that owns a business, has a business, and telling us how it's affecting their business.
Yeah, it's been really poor. My wife wants to know how come we can't keep up with the bills and everything. And I said, well, look at the climate out here. That's one thing. And mm-hmm. then look at the state's position. That's the other thing. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we should get back to the old way of taxing the oil that's coming in here to help us out a little bit. I mean, income tax is probably a great idea, but I'm going to like that just about as much as everybody else is.
Yeah. Well, I think that... I just lost my train of thought. Sorry about that. Anyway,
you were going to say something nice about Trump, I know.
Okay, don't taunt me.
So, Dave, what supporter are you? You're one of the Trump supporters, too?
Oh, no, I'm a Bernie guy. I still feel the burn.
Yeah?
Yes.
There's a big difference between...
I'm cultivating it.
All three candidates. One would have backed up what they said. Another one might have backed up what they said. The other one... totally went the opposite way.
Well, yeah. my uncle passed away. He used to be a he worked for the casinos in New Jersey, and he's probably rolling over in his grave about this. I mean, this guy who would hire, you know, construction companies and stuff to do all this work, and then just doesn't pay them, just flat out doesn't pay them. And then those guys get upset, and they do something about it, and they go to jail. And he's still, and now he's president, so I can't imagine what he's going to do here after he sells off, sells off all of our secrets to the Ruskies, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I sympathize with you.
Well, Dave, you know, I'm glad somebody had the nerve to stand up and say how the PFD is affecting their business.
Oh yeah, it's terrible. I mean, I don't think I saw a single PFD check come in here, and I can understand why. You got to pay for heating, you got to pay for, you know, food. It's only, you know, those yellow boxes sitting out here, they hurt. I mean, they make me pay for them sitting out there. Okay. And then they want me to order just as many again next year as mm-hmm. I did this year. So that's no wonder we're not doing so well.
All right.
But we're still in business. I know.
That's good. Okay.
Thanks
good.
For the info, Dave.
And just make sure that, you know, you buy a Ski-Doo instead of a Polaris or something else. You got to get something that we service here. Like,
yeah,
it's our Yamahas, and there's an Articat dealer here. So.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm going to have to move along here, but glad you called.
Roger that.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we have, we're going to go to Fritz in Bethel. Good morning, Fritz. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hey, I'm back. Finish up what I was saying. You know, if you have any questions about that Bethel Search and Rescue Conference, give us a call, or if you're one of the search and rescue members from the villagers, please send an email to Bethel Search and Rescue at yahoo.com with a name and contact information and the village. And please, if you want to have a quick conversation about it, give me a call at 545-4809 or give Mike Riley a call on 545-4357. But he's usually working from 8 to 5, so I suggest you use your best judgment on that. And if you see anybody out there, if you're traveling on the river or on the trail, if somebody stop, please render assistance, say, hey, are you okay, or something like that. See if they are okay, or if they're not, get help, we want to, try and prevent exposure for whatever reason. Give help to somebody out there. We need, there is no cost, there is no price tag to a human's life. Nobody should be out there in the cold,
and ignored.
Right. Every life is preventable, especially out there, whether they're drinking and driving, they should be at least brought home to safety. Get involved, with the search and rescue. It's very important for everybody. It's a win-win situation for everyone. It'll help you. It'll help the person that you're helping. It's a win-win situation. So render assistance. If somebody's out there in trouble, in need, give them a hand. Don't just pass them by. Just give them a hand and thank you.
All right, thank you, Fritz.
Yep.
We're gonna go to Sophie. Good morning, Sophie. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. I would like to make some comments. First of all, it's always good to hear somebody talking on the radio. That's the only place we learn something from, and people that are, from all over the villages, they don't like to go to the city and traditional council meetings, and they whine about not hearing about this and that. And first of all, second, I would like to thank Leonard and Mike for what they were talking about. It's always good to hear you guys on the radio. You're my teachers. You're my younger teachers. You're the next elder that's going to be teaching the younger generation. And third, all the villages always select a representative to go to the meetings and bring back the report what they go to meetings for. So the last time I went to Bethel for election training, I didn't like what I saw in that training, because the ones that were selected to go to the training, it was embarrassing to see them drinking or smelling of booze when they come to the training. And for this important meeting that's going to be going on March 8 and 9, I want all of its representatives to report when they come back to their villages, because you are trusted to represent us in the villages, not go for, you know, not only go for the per diem and not go for the booze. Hmm. These are your kids, your grandkids that you're going to be representing, you know, in the future. Our kids, our younger generation, we always blame them for the mistakes they make. They make the same mistakes we make as adults and elders. And also, you know, we complain about our younger generation, but who do they learn from? They learn from the household first, because we're the teachers, first teachers that teach them. But anyways, I wanted to say my comment. That's my comment for this important meeting that's coming on March 8 and 9. For all of you representatives, make sure that you represent your village, your kids, your grandkids, not for yourself. And also on this newspaper that you see written by Harold Napoleon, I don't understand. We asked the representatives bring a $50 donation to pay for the rental of YPCC. Jalissa has pledged $500 to offset the cost. And mm-hmm. I congratulate all the ones that, you know, talk on the radio. Thank you, Mike Williams. Thank you, Leonard. And thank you, everybody. And thank you for being there to let us put out our anger and
thank you, Sophie.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Keep up your good work.
Sophie.
Yes?
Did you want to translate real quick in Yupik?
Onahuane Village Representative on Chutuksekadalani 8-9-Ami Marchami Doyata Kuyukliyakufchi
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Sophie.
Third time?
Oh, do we have a third? Do we have a third time? Wassily, good morning. Yes. Welcome
good
back.
Evening. Yeah, I'd like to clarify once more on the borough.
On the borough? Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, when the rest of the came to state, it was by lot, four different boroughs were to be established.
Okay.
And I know what I'm talking about. That North Slope is an organized borough, and the Tri-State Regional was established unorganized borough.
there's a home rule bill, and I forgot the one last one, and someone who was educated in politics or went to college in Anchorage, who can tell me what that one last is? That'd be good. Or who can tell us that one less border, classified border is? I'd be happy to hear from somebody, you know. The fourth one, the fourth classified border, what is it? And again, we pay the rates, everywhere in the villages pay rates, and the villages are by law unregulated, which means the city government or the tribal governments regulate their own rates. And therefore, for example, when the AVIC operated electricity, the AVIC regulated the rates. You know, it was out of Bethel town, and that's why you guys see high rates and then so on. And when rates are regulated, or like if city is regulated, they are regulated from Juneau. So the villages around us are unregulated, which means they regulate their own affairs or rates, business rates.
Mm, okay.
All right.
Good.
I'd be happy if somebody will tell us what is the fourth borough.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
All right, thank you, Wesley. Okay, the borough thing... The Borough House Bill 18, that's kind of a hot topic. So I have an announcement here. There's a workshop coming up. It's an Undoing Racism workshop. And there's a group of volunteers with no ties to any particular agency in town, just a group of people. And they kind of name themselves You Are Bethel. You, as in Undoing Racism Bethel. Anyway, they're having a workshop on March 10th, 11th, and 12th. March 10th starts at 6 o'clock. I think that's a Friday. Then Saturday, it starts at 9. Sunday, it starts at 9. I'm not sure when it ends, but I believe Saturday and Sunday would be most of the day. They're going to announce the location of the training later, but you can go to the You Are Bethel Facebook page. Now, you, as in...
As not in...
On Alaska. And R, as in racism. Okay, so it's U, the alphabetical U, R, Bethel. There is a Facebook page. And here's an email address if you would like to register for the Undoing Racism Workshop. Have you ever been to that, Joe? An Undoing Racism Workshop?
I had to deal with it where I worked at. But nobody did nothing about it until now.
Well, this is a workshop where they're...
That's what I'm telling you. Well, it's about time.
Well, think about it. Okay, so to register, you can email, again, urbethelak@gmail.com. And you would send your name, your gender, your race/ethnicity, phone number, and email. And if you need special accommodations, you would let them know that. They're limiting this to, they're hoping to get a lot of people who may have never attended an Undoing Racism workshop. They can take up to 30 people. So this is an all-volunteer group, so they're looking for any small donation, including food, snacks, coffee, teas. If you'd like to donate, please email urbethelak@gmail.com, and a team member will contact you. Now remember, when it's you are Bethel AK, that's U, the alphabetical U, R, the alphabetical R. It's not like you are, YOURE.
Don't go there.
Okay, you are Bethel. You are Bethel AK at gmail.com. Anyway, if you missed everything I just said, just email them and get the information. It's March 10, 11, and 12.
And
I'm
I
doing
hope
racism.
They back up the Department of Labor laws when it comes to pertaining this issue.
The Department of Labor laws pertaining to racism?
Yes.
Well, this is a workshop about racism.
That's good.
To learn more about
That's
it,
what we
to
need.
Learn how, you know, some of the history how it developed, how it may be happening right here and
it
now.
It is. It has been since I was born. I could tell you that.
You know, I believe you.
Thank you for the first time. That would, I should put that. Have you put that in writing?
I don't. I believe you every okay. now and then. Okay, we're going to go to Helen. Thank you for waiting, Helen. You're on Talkline. Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to talk about the Yvonne Ramsey case.
Okay.
Los Palacios. I wanted to give a big shout out to TWC. When it happened, we all provided counseling for all the Bethel students. We had a big public meeting, and we had balloons that blew up together, and we let them float in the air and said goodbye. And I wanted to give a shout out to all the certified caregivers out there, certified nursing assistants, public health nursing, health aides, social workers. They do a tremendous job in this region. Without them, our kids wouldn't be productive. And I wanted to say that when Yvonne Ramsey did what he did, my girls were personally affected. They failed their classes for a while, and I had to find other alternatives to help them succeed. And when there's a tragedy, it affects the whole community. And there was like a blueness in the sky that whole week after it happened. And for the mother to come on and say, blame her alcoholism and all her for her upbringing, that's no excuse. As a parent, you can still help yourself. Even if you're a parent, you can help your children, others too. But I wanted to give caregivers, social workers, principals, pastors, you all make a difference. Even in the churches, the singers and the women's fellowship.
Okay, thank you, Helen. Okay, that's a very nice, she had a nice way of kind of talking about that topic. So, thank you. All right, we have open lines. We have 5 minutes. 5 minutes divided by 3 minutes each
is two.
We have one. We have 1.25 callers or something like that who can call in. So, again, you know, today at 1:15 to 2 o'clock, Lyman Hoffman. Well, now we have a hot topic. He can maybe start off with just a quick few bullets on the borough proposal, House Bill 18. And you can call in through our numbers. And we also have, well, it looks like we have an email. And I think...
a caller.
And somebody's going to read that. I'm not sure. Maybe Julia's going to read that. Or another person. Oh, okay. So go ahead and read the email.
The email is anonymous.
Okay.
It reads, on the Burr proposal, how will this impact tribal sovereignty, immunity, each village and regionally?
Oh, okay. So I think that's a great email for the Lyman Hoffman call-in show today at 1:15. So if there was a way to save that email and have it ready for the call-in show, that would be great. Okay, next we have Wilson. Good morning, Wilson. Welcome to Talkline.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Wilson?
Hello? You there?
Yeah, there. Oh, there we go. There we go.
Hello?
Well, he was there, and now he's gone. Just uh-oh. Like he was there, like a just
I got
disembodied
a simple
voice.
Answer for that one.
Yes.
GCI.
Here and there. Okay, so anyway, anonymous emailer who called in with a borough question, that's a great question and really to the point. And we're going to save that email and have it ready for the show at 1:15. So that's great. And it looks like we have another email, and we'll go ahead and hear the email. Okay.
Bethel City Council will be reviewing the liquor store license for Phillies. Please let them know how it will affect the city sub-neighborhood on February 28 at 6:30 p.m.
Okay, yes, because Phillies Restaurant is wants to transition to becoming a liquor store.
Okay, I'd like to see their application and make sure they listed everything around them, including all the churches and that were up the street and down the street from them.
Well, they're probably technically far enough away from those, but you know, you have a cemetery right across the road.
You have a cemetery, then you have a church right down the hill.
Understood, but I think they're still enough feet away in terms of whatever the regulations
Hopefully they listed that.
Well, but there's probably other issues beyond that, when you have a liquor store...
Next to a graveyard.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But I think it's also the traffic, the coming and going right there at that intersection, and... It's close in terms of being a store to the other liquor store, which is the AC Quick Stop over there in housing. That also, you can drive by there. Lots of coming and going there, and kids are playing. And
I hope
you know it's just something to think about. I think
I hope the city council is listening and review the application very carefully.
They are.
So they.
They are. Oh, so it looks like, we'll cut right to Wilson. It looks like Wilson came back. Good morning, Wilson. You have a very short amount of time, and then we have one other caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a thought of encouragement for service providers, YKC. Maybe the issue of suicide needs to be talked more about, and not only for YK, but for the community leaders. You know, do more for the young people, show them, I mean, the young people that you as community leaders care about your young people. Put them first, you know. And that SB 71, the judicial system bill,
mm-hmm.
I think in, when people come out of jail after serving some time, I think the community leaders need to invite their people, if they choose to participate in helping young people by sharing their experience, that they may be able to help those young people in the long run when it comes to sharing what the mistakes they've made, and not only that, but they're helping themselves by helping others. So
okay.
That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Wilson. And with the last minute or two that we have, Mark. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm the borough. So Chapter 10, Article 10 of the Alaska Constitution is local government, and it allows the legislature to create boroughs, mm-hmm. and they do that in Title 29 of the Alaska Statutes. I think the question somebody asked was, what's the fourth kind of borough? Well, rural Alaska, Bethel, the whole YK Delta is in what's called the unorganized borough, which is in Section 6 of Section 10 of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
It says the legislature shall provide for the performance of services it deems necessary or advisable in unorganized boroughs, allowing for maximum local participation and responsibility. It may exercise any power or function in an unorganized borough which the assembly may exercise in an organized borough, which means that the Alaska State Legislature is really the borough assembly for the unorganized borough. And the argument people have made that, well, there aren't going to be taxes because of this borough, yeah, there will be. You're not going to be able to have a borough without it having some sort of functional funding for itself. So, yeah, there's some interesting questions to ask Lyman. And
okay.
big shout-out to the village of Allakaket for banishing four people because they were importing and giving away methamphetamine. That
yeah.
village took a stand, and they put people on the airplane, villagers
okay.
and out-of-towners.
Okay, I hope right, they don't. I hope they don't land in Bethel.
Well,
okay,
the first
thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. So that's another edition of Talkline. Thank you
yes.
very much, everyone. That went by very quickly.
Please don't drink and drive if you're going to go out. Have a plan. Let somebody know and be safe.
And tune in today at 1:15 to hear your senator answer your questions. All right. Thank you. Bye. Express yourself.